This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Mullen CNN interview, a masterclass in audience failure. When your boss's base becomes your hostile audience. What happened? Newly confirmed Homeland Security Secretary Mark Quinn Mullen sat down with CNN's Jake Tapper and suggested that hundreds of thousands of migrants holding temporary protected status might have a legal path to remain in the United States. The comment lit a fire inside MAGA's circles, who saw it as a betrayal of core immigration policy. Mullen replaced Kristi Noem in March and was immediately tested on the biggest issue his department owns. The communication angle. Can you serve two audiences at once without losing both? That is the question Mullen walked into on Sunday, and his answer exposes one of the most dangerous traps in public communication: trying to sound reasonable to a hostile interviewer while staying loyal to a base that does not want reasonable. It never works. You cannot split that difference. You just end up making everyone angry. Here is what Mullen actually did wrong. He answered Tapper's question as if accuracy was the goal. It is not. In a high-stakes political interview, the goal is message control. Tapper asked a specific operational question about 350,000 people. Mullen treated it like a policy briefing. He should have treated it like a trap, because it was one. The move Mullen needed is called the redirect with principle. You acknowledge the question briefly, then pivot to the value your audience cares about. Something like, Jake, the law gives people options. What I can tell you is that under this administration, every decision goes through one filter: does it protect Americans first? Short, clear. Not an answer, but not a dodge either. It gives Tapper nothing to cut and clip, and it gives the MAGA base exactly the signal they need. What Mullen did instead was volunteer information he was not asked to confirm. He opened a door that did not need to be opened. That is the second mistake. In adversarial interviews, your job is not to be thorough. Your job is to be precise. Thoroughness is how officials get destroyed on television. You answer the specific question with the minimum words necessary to not look evasive. Then you stop talking. Full stop. The moment Mullen started explaining the nuance of TPS lore, he was already losing. The deeper lesson here is about audience hierarchy. Mullen has two audiences: the press and the political base. He treated them as equals. They are not. In that room, on that show, the base was always the primary audience. Every word needed to be calibrated for them first, the press second. He reversed the order, and the revolt was the result. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on audience hierarchy gives you a framework for ranking who you are actually speaking to when multiple stakeholders are in the room. Because in almost every high-stakes conversation, the person asking the question is not the person who matters most. Knowing the difference before you open your mouth is what separates officials who survive the Sunday shows from officials who trend for the wrong reasons by Monday morning. The takeaway. Before your next high-pressure interview or difficult conversation, write down your primary audience on a piece of paper and put it in front of you. Not your interviewer. Not the room. The people who will judge you after. Every answer you give should pass one test: does this land correctly with that group? If it does not, do not say it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.